Sade really is a smooth operator. You're listening to STYC, broadcasting on 88 FM and 963 AM. I'd like to dedicate the next song to our hen, who won... Sorry. who won our pet show today. Sorry. It's cheese. And... fucking... Yeah, that was Some Candy Talking by the Jesus and the Mary Chain. This one Kev did not pick. It's Cyndi Lauper and Time After Time.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Our usual DJ, I'm going to sign off now with the Doors. So big goodbye from me and Connor and Kev. We'll see you sometime next year. Right here on STYC.
Oh, it's the sound of the Doors there. You're very welcome along to the final day of the festival. I'm Greg Mann. I'll be taking you along till 4 o'clock with some super, super, super music and lots of fun here. As usual, we'll be having our crowd participation later. And as warned yesterday, Graeme Sievers has brought along some of his favourite YouTube bootlegs. Something to look forward to there. Okay, we're going to kick off some music from Heaven 17, and this one's called Crushed by the Wheels of Industry. Don't forget, our kiddies party and our car treasure hunt will be taking on the way any minute now.
Work, 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 ha, ha, work, work, ha, work, ha, ha, work, work, ha, work.
Don't forget, you're listening to Radio STYC, broadcasting from the heart of Mount Merion on 88 FM and 96.3 AM. Don't forget our super double DJ act tonight with, oh yes, good old Dara Reynolds and myself. Play your favourites for 4 hours from 8 till 12. To put a real cap on the festival. Oh, it's a very sad day, yet it's a very happy day.
Some are workers, some are not.
It's just time for a party. Liberation for the nation now.
Waiting and the table is reserved. So just play it cool and don't get excited. Work all day.
Music there from Heaven 17. Great track there called Crushed by the Wheels of Industry. Good afternoon, Mount Marion. Good afternoon, Dublin. You're listening to Radio STYC, broadcasting from the heart of Mount Marion, of course, on 88 FM and 963 AM. You're very welcome along to the show. This, of course, is our last day on the air and, of course, our last day of the festival. Oh. Right, we'll have some of Graham's music now. He's just after bringing it along. This one was recorded in Salford in London. And it's a song called, it's a great version of 11 O'Clock Tick Tock by, of course, U2. And this, I believe, has a few little niches in, little breaks in it, so Graham tells me. I haven't heard it myself, as he is semi-producing my show for me. He also tells me that the BBC recorded it, so maybe that accounts for the... the little bits and pieces that are gone. Maybe if the Radio STYC crew recorded it, might have sounded a little bit better. Okay, here's 11 O'Clock Tick Tock by U2. Oh yes, sound there. Oh yes, I'm looking around here in the studio. I didn't know what was going on there. It's still Salford in England. This is a great track called I Will Follow. Oh yes, Sander, View 2 in Salford, recorded by the BBC. What year was that, Graham? He says it's 1980. I think it's 1980 anyway, it sounds from around then. 1981 it is, he confirms with me. Oh yes, no, it's definitely 1981. I'll take your word for it. Okay, we're going to keep it guaranteed Irish. I think it's the latest 12-inch single by Intua Nua. And this one's called Seven Into the Sea. You're listening to Radio STYC, Greg Manahan Show. And we're playing this for Mrs. Hall. I believe she's listening in. And Dave's here, half producing the programme. And Graham is producing the other half of the programme. We'll have some Regent Street in a while. As always on Radio STYC. Super sound there from Tuonua and 7 Into the Sea, 12-inch single there. Oh yes, we're all made in Irish today. You're listening to Radio S2IC, it's Greg Manahan on the regular interview spot. I don't know if I'll be interviewing anybody today, maybe somebody might hop in and say hello. We're not expecting anybody, we're trying to keep it all Irish for the time being, after last night anyway. I don't know, I'm missing myself, I was out in Setonians of Howth in the Edrosp Sports and Leisure Centre having a whale of a time out there. Oh well, you're listening to Radio S2IC, broadcasting from the Liver Spleen of Mount Merion on 88 FM and 963 AM. Unfortunately, it's our last day of the festival today. But don't forget, the U Club does not finish here. No, it certainly does not. It goes on to another fantastic year of great fun. And we'll be starting on Friday nights sometime in late September. We'll be alerting everybody. We'll be putting notices up everywhere. Also, we'll be keeping up our Sunday morning stints from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, should I say, in the early afternoon. Every Sunday in the early afternoon, it's only tenpence. It's for a cup of coffee and a bit of a chat. And you can convalesce there from Saturday night as well. Right, we have music from Regent Street now, and this one's called Nothing Changes. And this was their last single. They did a great gig on Tuesday night. We'll never forget that as long as we live. The band enjoyed it as well. They have a little message for everybody who came along to the gig. They want to know, you're talking to eat.
I'm the one.
Oh yes, the sound of Regent Street. You can turn on the light. Everything is easy. It's all in black and white. Oh yes, and they just passed through on Tuesday night. I say that all the time. Well, anyway, just a brief history, because there's been a lot of people coming up and asking me questions about Regent Street. Officially, they started around this time 2 years ago when they came out with The Last Ride Home, which you'll be playing later on. And that's when they met up with Kieran Murphy Promotions by chance. They met Kieran there in RTE, I think it was, yes. They met in RTE, and Kieran decided, you know, they're a good band, so he took them on. Before that, though, they were going for about 2 years. Unofficially, they've been on the road. That means 4 years. They've been doing things like weddings, the sort of thing that Nightlife are at there in the Summerhill Hotel, which is a great night indeed. They've had 3 singles. That was the last one. They also had the Cry from the Heart single, which got to number 15 in the Irish charts. And they hope to be coming out with another single soon. We're not too sure what it is, but I can give you a hint. It's one called It's a Party, and they played it there the other night for us. I think that's all I can say really about Regent Street, except that they hopefully will be going on tour over to Sweden sometime in the autumn, and they are negotiating a tour in the States. So something to look forward to there. If you're going over to the United States, you might meet Regent Street. That's Ian Byrne, Francis Harper and Jimmy Kinsella. Meanwhile, the producers are haggling away as to what U2 track they're going to get on. Meanwhile, we have the Magic Carpet lined up, but first going to play something by Christy Moore. And what's that one called, Dave? Back Home in Derry. Oh, yes. And this one's going out especially for Amanda Flynn, who I believe is participating in the car treasure hunt with Festy and all the boys.
The least we could do is make the world a better place, not just for a few, but all the human race, to end wars and quarrels, make John Lennon's dream come true. Build a new set of morals, it's the least we could do. Show some love and compassion when people are feeling low. Make it not just a fashion that may come and go. Bring an end to oppression, it imprisons the truth, and be free without expression. It's the least we could do. So follow this rainbow deep into the evening sun, and pray that its colors will together blend as one. Seek and we may find the dream he loved to pursue, a peace for all mankind. It's the least we could do. So follow his rainbow deep into the evening sun, and pray that it's colored.
Oh yes, the sound there, Christy Moore. And I think our production staff have made a bit of a boo-boo. at least the DJ isn't taking responsibility for it anyway. That one's called The Least We Can Do by Mr. Christy Moore. Right, I have Jerry Cleary here, one of our famous leaders, and he's out of my line of sight. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Greg. How are you?
Okay, yourself.
Oh, enjoying an ice cream in the sunshine.
Yes. I was just reminding you there, Jerry, not to speak into the ice cream cone, but to speak into the microphone.
But the ice cream cone tastes much, much nicer.
Right, the man who eats our mics. Jerry, how do you think that the festival has gone so far? You've been involved in nearly all the events now, in one form or another. You're doing a great job. How do you think it's gone?
Well, it's been very enjoyable, the whole lot. For me, the highlight, the two things were the best, would be the old folks' party, which we had some of our local senior citizens at, which I really enjoyed, and the barbecue. Enjoyed the barbecue, very good.
The barbecue is very good. Tell me, Jared, you're also at other events, the mega events like the dinner dance. How do you think that went?
Well, that was really something else. It was nice seeing all the old leaders, the old members, brought back some nice memories for me.
Of course, you've been involved in the club for a long time now. Well, in one way or another. Yeah. Also, I was just saying there, I've been saying it quite a lot actually during the week, that we have strong links with the College Volunteers Corps. And Jerry, you've been very involved in that as well.
Well, I've retired from it now, but in the past I was Corps Commander, which
The Grand Master, yes.
Well, you could call it that. It was a great honour indeed. And I have now been surpassed, you might say, by Mr. Fergus Clancy, who's from Clontarf. He's our new Corps Commander there.
Oh yes, there have been a lot of Corps Commanders from Mount Merion, have there not?
Well, if a lot is two out of eight, it's not doing so bad.
Yeah.
And also the club has the tradition there, because that was Phil Murray was a previous Corps Commander, and of course he was a head leader in the club back a number of years ago.
I believe there's a lot of also ex-club members have been high ranking in the Corps as well, such as Shamie McGrath and Paul Moran.
Exactly. Well, Paul again was Deputy Corps Commander, and then John Murphy of times past was also a Deputy Corps Commander. So we've a bit of heritage there.
Certainly. Jared, we only have, I suppose, one event left now, one whole event. The other two, the Kiddies Party and the Car Treasure Hunter, are well underway now. How do you think we will do tonight?
Well, hopefully we'll have a big crowd. Looking forward to it now. Should be a bumper disco, two DJs, something different.
Yeah, something that we haven't seen here before. Right, Jared, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Greg. We'll see you later on.
Okay, we'll see you later on. Right, we've now music from U2 once again. And I believe Graham says that this one is called The Magic Carpet. He hasn't told me where it was recorded or anything like that, or when it was recorded. National Stadium, 1979, that's going back into U2's history a bit. Okay, let's hear U2 in the National Stadium singing The Magic Carpet.
The Magic Carpet, yeah?
We now have skies in green, you can see.
Oh yes, the sound there of U2 and the Magic Carpet. You're listening to the All-Irish Show. We just had said a little hello to Gerry Cleary there. Ex-Corps man, ex-Corps commander, and also present leader in the youth club. He's doing a great job in helping out in the festival, as are all the leaders, and we hope to have say hello to all of them later on. Also, we want to say try and rope more people involved in helping out in the club. If you want to become a member, as you say, we'll be starting up in late September, or you can just pop along and see us every Sunday morning. But certainly do so, come along tonight to the Super Double DJ Act in the Community Centre starting at 8 p.m. and it's only £2 in there. It goes on till 12 o'clock. That proves to be a very, 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 very good night. Also, people who want to become leaders, they can do so by contacting myself at 984113 or any of the leaders. If you have our little handout there, our little program, you can get four of our names on the festival committee anyway. That's Jenny Scott, Paula O'Donoghue, and of course Peter McCormick and myself. So anybody, what you call it, who wants to become a leader in the club, they can do so by contacting us at any of those numbers or coming along on Sunday morning. We're always in need of leaders, no matter how many we have. It's a good thing to be involved in. It's helping out your community in some way or another. And as you can see, with our festival, it can be great fun. Okay, we're going to have some more music from Christy Moore. And this is a classic by him called Lisdoon Varna. Take it away, Christy.
Oh, Lisdoon Varna. Lisdoon, 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 Lisdoon Varna. Oh, Lisdoon Varna. Lisdoon, 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 Lisdoon Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gorta Hawk and Glenamaddy? Here we are in the County Clare, and it's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burren and the Cliffs of Moher and the Tulla and the Kilfenor and Michael Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy and Noel Hill. Flutes and fiddles everywhere, if it's music you want, go to Clare.
Oh, Lisdoon Varna. Lisdoon, 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 Lisdoon Varna.
Sure, everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Some head off to exotic places. Others go to the Galway races. A cousin of mine goes potholing. A cousin of hers loves Joe Dolan. Matty goes to the south of France, and Jim to the dogs, and pizza to the dance. Summer comes around each year. We go there and they come here. Some jet off to Frihiliana, but I always go to Lisdoon Varna.
Oh, Lisdoon Varna. Lisdoon, 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 Lisdoon Varna.
I always leave of a Thursday night with my tent and my ground sheet rolled up tight. I like to hit Lisdoon.